Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here is Howard Miller in New York.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. I hear you loud and clear over the landlines of the Columbia Broadcasting System, and you're right, we are in New York. The be-all and the end-all, I suppose, of show business, at least as we know it, in radio and television. And it's really been a delightful experience that we've had. We flew in here to the STEM last night from our home base in Chicago, had a very pleasant flight, a little bit of turbulence towards the end of the flight, but no damage done. We spilled a couple of cups of coffee on the hostess's lap, and that's about the sum total of all the activity so far, except this has been a real, real pleasurable experience. I certainly want to thank the swell people of WCBS in New York here for giving us the privilege of this fine studio and all of their cooperation. Now, the format of the show, of course, has not changed. We might talk about Father Knickerbocker a little bit, but most of the time, we'll be playing records for you and talking about my favorite product, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. And I haven't noticed that people chew any less gum here than they do out there, and I guess it's all Wrigley, so that's good for us. Let's begin by listening to a piece of music on shellac done by Charlie Gracie. This is the little boy that you remember won the Paul Whiteman Teen Time contest for a number of weeks down in Philadelphia, and as a result began his career. We've worked with Charlie a number of times on television, on radio, and on the live stage, and believe me, here's one of the most ingratiating little personalities you ever want to meet. Here's his fine new cameo record as Charlie sings Wandering Eyes.
You keep telling me lies. I wish were true. I should be wise. You owe your life. But I love you. One of these days, when you leave me all alone, how would you like it if I did some wandering of mine? You got beautiful eyes, but they're all true. I guess you got me hypnotized, 'cause I love you. You keep telling me lies. I wish were true. I should be wise. You owe your life. But I love you. One of these days, when you leave me all alone, how would you like it if I did some wandering of mine? You got beautiful eyes, but they're all true. I guess you got me hypnotized, 'cause I love you.
You are.
'Cause I love you.
That's Charlie Gracie and his newest release for Cameo, a thing called Wandering Eyes. You know, when we flew in last night by airlines, I suppose the stewardess or the hostess, whatever you choose to call this pretty young lady who serves the good victuals on the airplanes and sort of furnishes some of the conversation, she probably wondered why a great big grin split my face from ear to ear when she served the gum just before we landed. Well, now, of course, the airline suggests that you chew gum before your airplane touches its wheels to old Mother Earth, so that you don't have that pressure in your eardrums. You see, you sort of crack that pressure a little bit. But she didn't have to serve it to me because I chewed Wrigley's Spearmint all the way here. Now, the reason I did is because I've found, as I know that you will if you give it an opportunity, That's chewing spearmint gum, chewing gum of any sort for that matter, let's be fair about it, relieves a lot of the nervous tensions that build up in all of us. Now, you busy housewives have it because of your chores, of tending for the little moppets around the house, listening to their screams and cutting out paper dolls. You have to put up with a lot of the tedium of the housework. And Pop is the same way at his desk or in his automobile, in his truck or his cab. We all have these everyday, workaday tensions. Now, the nice way to relieve those tensions is with the pleasant repast that I like to think of as best when you have it via Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Why don't you pick up a couple of packs today? It's a swell product that you buy for so little, it brings you so much pleasure. You pick it up, Mother, for the entire family, because you're the one that's the sort of the guidepost for the entire family. You're the guide arm, as we used to call it in the service. So why don't you pick up a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint, let the whole family enjoy it tonight. And that doesn't mean that you should let yourself go without it. You enjoy it during the housework today. But make certain it's the product that we like best, Wrigley Spearmint. If there's any question in anybody's mind that good music is coming back, I think proof lies in a couple of records in particular, one of which we're going to play now. I would point out as conversation piece, one of the interesting notes about this record, that Dave Capp, who manufactured it for the Capp Record Company, has gone back to an era other than this one, perhaps 15 years ago, when the band business was big on records. And in those days, it used to be that the band would play the first chorus of a pop song, and the girl or the boy vocalist would take the second chorus. Now, that's the mechanic that's employed in this swell new record just out. Orchestral in the first half, Jane Morgan in the second half, a very beautiful ballad called Fascination.
Fascination, I know, and it might have ended right then at the start. Just a passing glance, just a brief romance, and I might have gone on my way. It was fascination, I know, seeing you alone with a moonlight above. Then I touched your hand, and next moment I kissed you. Fascination turned to love.
Fascination, isn't that a pretty thing done by Jane Morgan, a new Capp record? And as we pointed out earlier before the playing of the record, that used to be the device that all the record producers, the big magnates of the old black magic called shellac, used to employ years ago. And I think it's a rather refreshing thing to hear the musicians on a record date show their styling first and then the vocalist coming in on the very pretty storyline. And that is indeed a swell record. Now for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, let me recommend that you put it on your shopping list today, Mother. Or if, Pop, you're going to do some of the family shopping? When you go into your favorite supermarket or drugstore, wherever it is that they sell good products, I'm pretty certain there'll be a big display of Wrigley Spearmint. That's because so many people enjoy it. Retailers all over the country want to perform that additional service of making it easily available to you. handy so that you can buy it with that little extra pocket change. So pick up a couple of packs and then pass it around to your friends. See what a nice, pleasant taste it always is. The clear, fresh, minty flavor of spearmint. That's Wrigley Spearmint. And, of course, low in calories so that all of us who watch diets don't have to worry at all if we choose Wrigley Spearmint between meals. So pick it up. You'll enjoy it. You know, one of the things that I was always curious about New York, I haven't been here for a couple of years. I frequently, of course, like all of us, listen to the old redhead Arthur Godfrey, and he always talks about crosstown traffic. I quite agree with the old redhead. It's pretty tough. It took us about 20 minutes to come about 10 blocks today, but it's certainly a pleasant thing in New York. Let's listen now to another record, this done by the Four Coins and called Shangri-La.
Your kisses take me to Shangri-La. Each kiss is magic that makes my little world a Shangri-La. A land of bluebirds and fountains and nothing to do but cling to an angel that looks like you. And when you hold me, how warm you are. Be mine, my darling, and spend your life with me in Shangri-La. For anywhere you are in Shangri-La.
Good storyline, isn't it? Anywhere you are is Shangri-La. Well, for this broadcast today, our Shangri-La has been New York City. Now, in other parts of the country, I know you often hear the old cliche about, well, I tell you, when you go to New York, they're sort of cold and austere there. They're too busy with their own business to be hospitable. Let me assure you, this is not so. People are wonderful all over these 48 states of ours, and they're just as nice and hospitable as they can possibly be in New York City, from whence we have emanated our show today for Wrigley Spearmint. We'll be flying back to our home base of Chicago tonight to see you all for Wrigley Spearmint from CBS out of Chicago tomorrow. Until then, this is Howard Miller from New York for Wrigley Spearmint. Let's return to Chicago and Joe Foss. Goodbye for now.
You have just heard the Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago and New York by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure to join Howard at this same time tomorrow. This is the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM Chicago. Lamb is so...